race test.
So Makara brings down the Sif Gimel, start that. Kol brachas, and if you have a suffix, you make a brachas, you don't make a bracha, because suffix brachas lekula, because only darbanan. Besides brachas lemazin. Brachas lemazin darais, so therefore brachas lemazin gets a din darais, so therefore you have to suffix lechum. So Shabbat points out, that's if you have a shir sviya. If you want a shir sviya, it's not going to be darais, so it's only if you have a shir sviya. So the Mishmur's Bedaik from the Mechaber sounds like he holds it will be by Ala Michya. It's Mashmah, the only brach is Berkas Amazin. Mashmah Ala Michya would be Darabana. Ayyam Ramon Zafam Sukkim, Smachta Balmi. Bam is Haber Shem, so Mishmur Dreisa. He says a lot of Shem with Shachelik, and they say it's going to be Dreisa. I can't cast a Chrein, and Mishach, they swear me periods, they tapshah Zayaminim, and Stafka, they have a bracha, Yeshivi more. And if you don't have from that min, take min acha from shemus aminim, and just be kol together.
With the bracha, when he eats more, he eats with the bracha.
Well, if he didn't have that, so chare, yeah, saying then chare do with the bracha. Yeah, so mentioned like we pointed out a couple of times, Mishmur does not give a hachra to almost everything. Mishmur gives a psak, because like one of the few places where he doesn't give a psak, he says habi achrein machalik machaber, and therefore try to patter it. Doesn't tell you. And as it feels dry, so you have to try to patter it. He doesn't give a clear charav, and he says that you should go ahead and patter. Now the etzim halacha sabar kazalkos, the shaila would be a sukzveika. Let's have two studded. So the mitz in rish tazva mishvur zolz with mahalach that even sukzveika doesn't make a difference. Sukzveika brachas would not be enough to be mechayev bracha. This batzim is a very big segerucha because which mentioned like one place like in Sfiras Ha'Emor. It says if you have a suffix, you miss the night. It's coming up, right? If suffix, you miss the night or not. So the Haver Paskins, if you suffix, the night, you can make a Mishru Paskins. If you suffix, the night, go ahead and make a bracha. If you have a suffix, so like, someone has a steer from here, says suffix, you don't make a bracha. There's a suffix, you do make a bracha. There itself is not so much of a steer because by Sfiras Ha'Emor Betzim, the Iker Adin is that missing a night is not a problem. So therefore, if you have another suffix, a Shmach suffix, it's okay. But Kabbalim, the Mishpura goes more with that when it comes to bracha, suffer brachas of even by Sfek Sveika. Yeah, that's the Iker Din. You have a suffer bracha, suffer brachas going to Gimam Shechidim. That's the Iker Din. When it opens to Yer Shemayim, the Gemara says, Aruch HaShulchan says, Haiman, you want to be a chassid. The Gemara says, Mikayim Mili de brachas. So what's the chassidus and brachas? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Pshad is, you know, it's bad to make it, then you let it eat. So Aruch HaShulchan, Mishu Machmeh Baza. Now that's, that is a mock-up for me, it's fine. Bechav, the beginning of Reish Test discusses, if somebody makes a mistake. This is again, Brachas Tafid Beis. He started making Adas one thing, and then he switched it. So the question is, what's going to happen? So the first sheet is a sheet, Rambam, a fascinating sheet, though. To Kaisel Sheikher, or Mayim, he started making a Bracha, Shakal. And my mistake made by Bira Guffin, you don't go back. Why not? Because since B'shas, the beginning of the bracha, he had das. Even though he said the wrong bracha, the Pashas B'chab is that you're going to be Yotze. Let's see this around. The Eker bracha is that schala. The Yeshem Schelek, about if you made the wrong bracha, that I talk about, it's nothing worse suffix. The worse suffix is talking about that if you started a bracha with the wrong thing, made a bracha on Mayim. And they remember it was Yayim. Well, all the way around. Started at Das by Pira Goffin. Sorry. Started at Das by Pira Goffin, which wouldn't work for water. Then, if it's the same with the shackle, you're going to be Yitzah because Lamaisa, you fixed it up, and therefore it's going to be okay. And Bechin Allah. As we don't like the Rambam. She's the Rambam, the Ogabas at the beginning. That's Shlei Kelchasa. Yosef is living. That's Shlei Kelchasa. And therefore, we do not pass him like that. But Avada, the place can say, Avada, you should make sure to be Chesh Rambam. You should always make sure before you make a bracha to know what you're doing. Anyway, and you know, don't start, that's the wrong bracha, fix it up. You know, in the Rambam, you're not in a good place. And those Rambam says, if you do the right bracha, even if it's wrong bracha, you're okay. But, you know, if you do the wrong bracha, then it's pretty bad in the Rambam, right? But the Maisa, you know, we all know like that.
If you do the Rambam, if you were Mechamah the wrong thing, Taki, even if you ended the right way, you would not be Yotze?
I think so. I think there's definitely something like that. Yeah, about Kapanim. I got upon him, but did we pass him like that? We passed him, let's tell you what the person said. Now, if the person So let's say a person took a sheikhar mayim and he made a bracha. Said by break off and technically fixes it. So he said, "Bracha shalom, bracha break off, and shalom on the break." Chayav says yoitz. What's the chiddush? Chiddush is, you know, you might think the bracha's finished. It's too late, and also the nusach doesn't make so much sense. Break off and shalom on the break doesn't make any sense. Come on, shalom. If you do a tachlit diva, you're going to be yoitz. If the tachlit diva is no good, how long is the tachlit diva? So here he says. Doesn't really tell us about Tech Deeper, but in other places we mentioned the big steers with three Shavach Rabbi, Shavach Rabbi Meir, three words forwards. But Akopadim, if it's Tech Deeper, then you're going to be Yitzhak. So Mishavu says, it's Suffolk the Gemara, this thing, whether it works. So we're passing on Suffolk, Darban Lakula, Brachas Darbanan, Brachas Mazes Dereisa. If it happened that case, you had Lachem, and he threw it to eight pairs and started making Alayitz. Name was on Sakal. So he says they have to go back. Why? Because the whole word is that's a suffix in the Gemara. So suffix the one we make all, but that makes was the right, so the word lives to, you're going to have to be machmir.
Wait, if he started what, like main challenge?
Yeah, ballets.
And he has to go back to the
beginning? I say? Yeah. Yeah. Now, the Berloch has a suffix, Zerich and Ladina. Let's say you have Sef Aleph. They started Al-Das to make Dharam Bracha, and then you fix it up. So this is according to the Riff was not trying to Gemara. It was basically more as a suffix. You fix it up, what happens? So there's one sheet of the Mechabras, you fix it a little deeper. Suffix Gemara, you get to the Rana Dereza. Riff was suffix Gemara like the Ramblin before. It started Al-Das the wrong thing. Like Sef Aleph. It started Al-Das the wrong thing, and then it fixed it up. So that's the suffix in the Gemara. B'shas Shem Machas, I said the wrong thing. Now I fix it up, is that good or not? So on a Darbon, we definitely say it's good. On a Dereis, it's Tzorchim Medina. Do you say it's a boy that lives, then you have to go back? Or, all the Rishonim would say that the Gemara shadows and you fixed it when you said the wrong thing, hold that in the case where you didn't say the wrong thing, and just ask for Shoy Yitzah. So when there's Shoy Yitzah, so therefore maybe Shoy Yitzah, therefore it's Tzorchim Medina. That would be in that situation.
Again. Sorry, Kaladina.
Saying,
There's like an atia that you should be eight to, no?
Yeah, saying it's more night to the eight, so. It's more night to the eight, so. Okay, ratio. So, ratio discusses Benigea Pachas Mikashir. So, the first insight is that you have to have a shear in order to make a bracha. In order to make bracha chrena, you have to have a shear. So first, what's the shear? It has to be gzayis teich kidei achilas pras. So the first thing I have to know is like, what's gzayis teich achilas pras? Teich achilas pras, it's basically in kippur, you do a machmer that achilas pras in 9 minutes. They're basically, they're in the sheet is 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6, 7, 8, 9. Between 2 and 9 is the range. We take chumri yom kippur with machmer 9 minutes. The Ikra din, the Pesach says, make it 4 minutes. You have to have Exayas. Take 4 minutes in order to go ahead and eat. In order to be Exayas. Now, how do you measure the Exayas? You have Pas of Koinim, Shinaf Tavtach, Shinaf Havim, Shvein Yagashim. So, if you know, the air pockets. So, do you count the air pockets or not? So, the Shmir writes, you don't make a bracha because Bem's eating exais, because it's just like expanded. So being that it's just expanded, that's you would not make a bracha. And it's like a sponge cake or cakes, which is very like that. One would not go ahead and make a bracha. So there is a stira to this in Taf Hei Vav. Taf Hei Vav seems to hold that it would, yes, be a mustarif. There is a stira.
Stira to what?
This thing, whether you count the earls or not. So if they're minimal, yeah. The question is when they're bigger. The question is do we count it? So remember, I remember the two svar. Remember when it was way back in the day. So one of the svarim said like if you look at what's considered a share of bread. So a share of bread, it says to be exayas or kibbutz. So if you have like that one slice, and the other kitzur sefer says two slices. One was a sabracha and one was, I forget, was panner or pesach shuvas. I don't remember. So called the sabracha, and I asked him like, what's the story over here? You know, what's the difference in the measuring over here? So he said that Pshat is that they both went to Rabbi Yashiv. And so it was Rabbi Banner. So Rabbi Banner, Rabbi Yashiv told them one thing, and Rabbi Yashiv told them a different thing. And therefore, that's why they have different shirim in terms of how to figure out the you can't hear Pakistan or not. But one here, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that if it's definitely was noticeable in the large, you would not do it. Now, Megeish Tias Revius. What's considered shirvias? That's a shaila, and it's when you drink. So the Gemara says, "Betzem, what have you done? Shirvias? Is shirvias shir kadesh shirvias, which Betzem is probably going to be like two gulps, you go, you know, twice, or is a tali in shir kadeches pras, which would be / 4 minutes? So the Mishra brings down this: if you waited to the mash on the shir, yeshem the mistarf, not a staff, yeshem the staff, not a staff. The halacha is like the second shita. According to the sack of the Mishnah Berurah basically is that you would not make a bracha unless you do a kadesh tirvias, which we very quickly. Then you discuss what's with coffee. Coffee, there's another tzirf. It's sad to say that coffee, the tradition of the Mishnah says that being that by coffee a person is darker to drink slowly. So therefore, since it's dark drinks, so it's take more time. Being that it's dark, it do a longer time. So therefore, it's going to be a different share. Therefore, the Mishnah says the minhag olam is as tali and shtir of revius, which will be very quick. I've heard of some places say 30 seconds. I'm not sure where they get that from. Two gulps, but. Let's go again. But actually, they drink it then very quickly. In order to be cold, in order to drink the whole thing. The mice, there is definitely an haga. People have Masera not to do like the Mishnah Berurah. That they drink a coffee and tea. They say Shema Zalman, it's coming from things for Havalaj and others. Definitely a lot of people do have a minhag like that. So if you have that minhag, about these
Mamshach and your minhag. Not to do the eats of the Mishnah Berurah, to leave over?
No. That they go with the gang. That's studying share the Chiyas Pras, they give you 4 minutes.
Yeah, and they go to the gang, meaning Dafka Vashtiyachama?
Shtiyachama, yeah, Vikram Vashtiyachama. So if I look at the mice like this, you know, when you're drinking like drinks, so you don't drink so quickly normally, unless you have salsa, right? That's some fizz, so it's very hard to drink quickly, right? Soda. Very hard to drink very quickly. It's not something which a person drinks, it's something you drink a little slower. So if you have orange juice, milk, water, maybe drink a cookie, make a bracha chayna. But all these other things, you would not end up making a bracha chayna. Which basically gave me valve in the Safa brachas every time, because the Shir Bracha Chayna, Kav Tzadik, we saw a Safak. Is it, you have to have a Revius, which is like, let's say 3 ounces, or maybe it's Exaius, which would be like a third of that. Between 1 ounce and 3 ounces, it ends up being a Safak. So now it's just a little bit of a, yeah, you're always getting yourself with the suffix every single time. But Akabatim, so there are some people with that. And I'll go,
I'm sorry.
I say?
We're not saying it's also like a shtiyacham, right?
No. I'm just saying.
That people are.
Yeah, that, also, yeah. Yeah, now, there's interesting Taz over here, which says that Taz says when you drink whiskey, you can go ahead and make a bracha on the whiskey. You have to make a bracha on the whiskey, even if you don't have a share revius. Why? Because whiskey is very, very strong. And being that's very, very strong, so therefore, it's very, very strong, so therefore, the bracha is that it's when you revius, like it satisfies you. So here's very, very strong. So therefore, he says that you're able to make a bracha on whiskey. So from here, the Masham brings down the minhag, people have the minhag to make a kiddush on whiskey, on Shabbos morning. They only do like some of they do it, but they do it?
I don't know, but yeah, I see what they do.
Okay. That they do, Yisrael doesn't do it? No.
What's the chatat chiv even if it's more than kadesh?
No, even though you don't have a shirvias, I have 1 ounce. But I can make a bracha chayna and have a chivas guys because it's more potent. Therefore, they say, Mashem says, when it comes to kiddush, that you can make a kiddush on 1 ounce. Pekan Shaka because it has a chashivas to it. Like Mikroch HaKodesh to it has a chashivas to it. So then different many chassidim aren't able to do like that. So the taina, the couple of tainas. Number one is Mugav Ram Tzedek over here. So he's curious. Shrub has like the Mugav Ram. And so even with whiskey, you have to have therefore whatever. And the other ones, the ones that seem like in Kiddush and Baruch HaKorein, the Baruch HaKodesh totally in satisfaction. Satisfaction is if you're satisfied, you're satisfied. So if one is satisfied, then it's going to be okay. So Mashenking, when you're dealing with what's called again? When you're dealing with Kiddush, no, when you're dealing with Kiddush, Rachman is like satisfaction, they make a bracha. They make Kiddush, we're looking for Shiva's a case. So if we're looking for Shiva's a case, so therefore that what's called again? We're not being said if Shiva's a case. So again, so basically if you don't have the minhag, you should definitely not go with this minhag. If you don't have it, fine. Now, Benegeya, somebody eats a berios, the shadows, it's brought down, somebody eats a berios, so could be it's a suffix. Why? Because maybe berios has chashivas to it, and if you have a little small amount, could be it's a chiv achachoina. What's the suffix telling on? It could be more like having Shami about this. Shami says it, maybe Babi's chaylik, and therefore the Mechaber Paskins, that yeast and stop anything which is a berio. What's a berio? Gerka Shana, remind. Make a brachim and exais. Therefore, not like zayis, shouldn't he make his eyes? Should not not eat a pachas and exais because being that it's something which might be a barrier. So therefore, some of that time should not be a barrier. Therefore, you should not eat a shir. So therefore, lachal ma'isa should be chesh for this. Perhaps everyone's even chesh for this. Therefore, watermelon seeds, sunflower seeds. You know, these are things which are barrier. I think about the sunflower seeds you have to have, you know, those pitzuchim to make a bracha achrayna. I think it was like 130 something like that. You know, it's not happening. Basically, you're getting
some sechsud would be okay though.
Yeah, saying about something bracha achrayna. Chickpeas, lechayra, all these things, anything which is a davar shalim would be a yeshud. Some would say also orange. And it says of a gagar or a shalanov, right? What's it there? A rimoin. Yeah, gagar, a rimoin, one. One davar shalem, so with an orange, that's something else which would be a berry. And if you have one part of the orange, that would get something in the berry.
One shot. Part, but not like one piece would be a berry.
Because it's like kind of a rimon, why is it different?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a din of a berry. If you should make sure to eat a gzayas. How do you get a berry? So if you cut it up in half, you're okay. Right? If one cuts up in half, then it's not considered a berry anymore. Therefore, that would be one eitza. It's Ben Ashkai, which says that it's only considered a berry if you chew it all in your mouth at the same time. If you bite half of it and eat it, that's not considered a berry. Which is considered a berry b'chivish, right? In a Pasuk Shai, you say it's probably how it went into your mouth, everything you chew. It says, like, bite half and half at a time, you know, that'll be also eight. So, because I would say, if you eat these things, you know, cut on your plate and that'll be the eight. Now the Ramah says it's only not called a burial.
Even if it came out to the table before him as whole.
Good call it, yeah.
You shouldn't be baked like Benishkai.
That's a chudash, but that's why, you know, before the information age, you know. The Rav of the Shtata didn't know the Benishkai or didn't care because he's fired at the idea, I don't know. I'm saying, you know, it says, you know, these things are tradition. Yeah, so the Ramah says a beria is only if you eat a kamishu, but if you take the green in, it's not called a beria. Yeah, no, we're not picking the beria. So Mishvua test discusses like if the Gary is right, green is right, lechal about it, like they're taking off, they lose the same pre, and you need to see, like we said, a beria. Even if the moon, which is not right, lechal, we want to say the Ramah is. Noted to say that loses berry, you know, it's empty to all things. That's right. He says, if in a gerinim there's something which is really lechel, and you eat a part of really lechel, so the Magen Avraham would say that's us, so that would yes be considered berries. Fine. But again, Sif, Beis, I'll go back to the end of Aleph, it's the sugya of Tima. So Tima is Benegay of fasting, and Benegay, so, you know, he tastes Erev Shabbos, you have to make a bracha in that. So what's your shame with Tamas? But Tamas says you don't need a bracha. The question is, what's called Toyim that doesn't need a bracha. It's a toyim that you taste it, put it in your mouth, spit it out. Or up to Revius. Or it's one of you swallow it, you would not need a bracha. Therefore, in Mechaber Paskins, it says, yeah, Toyim is a tapshal, you'll need a bracha. Even if you swallow, yeah, shayim, if you're belay, you need a bracha. And it's only if you're a chesed pilot, sav bracha zalka. Savrach Sakal, that even your belay, you shouldn't make a bracha, because the kavanah is not, what's the tamis means? I'm not, I don't have to eat it. I'm just tasting it for other purposes. Tasting, seeing whether it tastes good. Savrach Sakal. But Lamais, Magram is Chagin Shachin Arach Nama, he says, when you belay, you have to make a bracha. Kama Chayim Sadek Rama. Therefore, Toiv, if you want to swallow it, you should have a mind to enjoy it and to make a bracha. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. So you meant,
you're spitting it out, then that for sure you don't have
to. For sure you'll make a bracha. Spitting out, then Toiv is not make a bracha. If you're swallowing it, it's a machlaikas, which happens you don't have to, Magram says you do have to. Toiv, if you're swallowing it, then that's to be nana. So we mentioned Benegay list three steps. Well, you need a bracha, you don't need a bracha. So this is really the saga which it was coming from. That some say you're swallowing it and it's maipal and you enjoy it, if you should make a bracha. Why not? You know, you're enjoying it, tastes good, make a bracha. Rebecca's wanted to say that it's just toyim, you're not trying to eat it, you're just more trying to get the fresh taste, your mouth smelling fresh. The only reason why I'm not swallowing it, the only reason why I'm swallowing it is because, like, I want to spit on the floor, so you just basically get rid of it. Not that bad, something I want it. They want to say it's not the same telling machlekes. Machlekes is when I'm swallowing it. For tasting purposes, yeah, bracha, no bracha. But if I don't really want to swallow, just that's it. To take a bit of it, and say especially that one would not make a bracha on it. Now, one more thing, when you get rich at the beginning, if you eat pachas and gezayis, so we said you don't make a bracha. The question is, are things mustafa to each other? So Mishpura says, all eichel and mustafa to gezayis, bracha rilam, or shemisaminim and bracha to inshallah. Or slices of meat and fresh rabbits. So you have a half apple and half orange. So even each one alone doesn't have a share of the kazais, but together they come together of a kazais. The shayla is, let's say I have two foods, this comes up pretty often, and half a zayis for shakal, half a zayis for mazainis. Let's say those wafers, choco wafers, right? So we said you have choco wafers, so the choco is not starved to the mazainis because it's layered. So you eat a wafer, so let's have four wafers. So six zayis altogether of like between the shakal and the zayis, I have a zayis. I don't have a share. Let's have a 3/4 of a share of chocolate and a quarter of a share of zayis. So there we paskin that we starve to the lower bracha. You make a bun fashas in that case. What's he said at Dava? Because like anything we do higher, betzim is like it's a koil. Betzim it passes on that. Navas, it's koilot and therefore. Therefore, it will do it. Yeah, Shosin Dal is interesting, Shaila. Let's say you have yayin and beer, or yayin and soda. Are they mistaken for nefashas? Why? Because yayin, we said that it could be the suffix, the shir yayin is exais. I have a little bit of issue. Because yayin, you're like, what should be? Maybe exais is enough, you make a bracha. Sheikh definitely needs Revius. So do you say it's a mistake or not?
Yayin might not need Revius for Bracha Chorna?
Yayin might need Revius on Exais. Right, that's over here.
Isn't that the suffix by all drinks? Doesn't the Machal say more than, or the Mishnah Berurah there says more than Shemash? No? I thought the Yerda Shail is Al-Agafim, Al-Pri-Agafim.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you know, maybe I have to make Al-Agafim, so therefore maybe it shouldn't be mistake. The one fresh is, I don't make a say no, the maizah, I'm not making the bracha. So therefore, she would starve. Yeah, there is a discussion, I'm on the names right now. Let's say you have a half a gezayis of halamichya and half a gezayis halayitz. What do you do?
Oh.
Do you say that it's both in the whatever world? So therefore, you should make or it's a two different brachas. So, you know, it happens to be in the same bracha. It'll be two different brachas.
What the mechira chati zayis of bread and chati zayis of alamichia would also be a shayla, no?
There it's a little
better.
No, because I can make alamichia. We start to the lower one, alamichia. Here I have a half zayis of zaydis, half zayis of alamichis. They're not the same. So the kishonar says that do one feshes. Time to starve each other, you want to fish. Zamnin is like standing back and forth. Like maybe it should be say. The ones have to say, just say them both, right? Say them both. Well, might say the kids are like a baskin that one should make a brand fresh, and they would not be starve to each other. Who is Joshua up to?
Ray.